Oh, because the old podcast thing
part. Oh,
yeah.
What a cult?
Yeah, the cult. That's the cult. That's the cult, baby. That's the cult. That's the cult.
What's happening?
Yeah. Episode 64. Yes, thanks. Welcome back. 65. We are at retirement age now. Yes. Yeah. You check your Roth IRA, 401k, 40.
Yeah.
There's some. There's some other things. I actually have money from SAG. In like a pension. I didn't even know that.
You got a producer's pension?
No.
Well, of course you got an actor's pension if you do SAG work.
I didn't know we had that.
Yeah. Automatically, yeah. Also got it. You ever register anything as a producer? Like Funny Fat Guy? Did you register that as a producer? Because if you do, you got a producer's pension coming too.
I don't think it wasn't PGA.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I registered.
Also, that's a whole, yeah.
I did a web series, registered as a producer, and I began producer pension information every 6 months.
Oh, they update your shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. I got a thing from SAG last week, and they were like, "Did you get this one?" Where they were at, they were like, "We need to know your earnings for 2023.
Oh, yeah.
And I was just like, I did a little bit of background work.
Yeah, they'd be like, "Oh, we're trying to get an accurate for your
earnings." Yeah,
I'm like, man, if you don't know, then I'm not telling you.
Exactly, and I'm just like, relax, yeah, stop. Also, I would have worked more if it wasn't for you guys.
That's on you, shit. Man, I'm sorry, SAG. I should have gave y'all $300. Y'all only charged me for two. Why would I do that? Be serious.
I mean, it's gonna be like negligible, but
be serious.
And it was like in 1 week they told me, like, they're like, we need the news now, and I'm like, relax.
Silly. Stupid. Anyway.
Religious news. Or whatever you want to call it.
You got out of a cult.
I got out of a cult.
That's what we're talking about.
It's a cult I've been in for 15 years.
What's the name of the cult?
Lampinelli. Lampinelli Land. That's where I was in. I was in Lampinelli Land. That's where
one of those.
Yeah, no, we're done. We're absolutely done. So
you and Lisa have been fighting for almost, what, 7 months now?
Yeah, well, we got back together. We got working together on something. And it was the only reason, the only reason I came back, I got summoned out. I was out, and I was going through withdrawal symptoms. I've been in this cult for 15 years, and it made me feel good. It made me feel whole inside, because it was when I was like I got in when I was an open mic comic, and I had a lack of confidence in myself, and I joined this cult, and this cult made me. I was like, okay, that's somebody who's somebody I've seen on television, and it was like, oh, and they talk to me, and I'm like, oh, I was part of the cult. I was a follower of the cult.
Yeah,
you know, and I worked together and did things together, and I helped the cult member, and I thought they were helping me this whole time. They weren't.
Cult member? You mean the leader?
The cult leader. Yeah, I go straight to the top.
Oh, obviously, that's the whole point of a cult.
Yeah, it's a small cult. It's a very small cult.
Yeah.
There's still people in it. Are you gonna
warn them?
What?
Are you gonna?
It's like Scientology level. I feel like
you're not gonna try and Harriet Tubman them.
No, you're gonna
run back and pull them out.
I don't know, man. The other one's been in the cult longer than me.
Oh,
yeah, and is subsidizing the cult. And it, you know what? Grown ass people. Whatever.
Has anybody disappeared like David Miscavige's wife?
I'm afraid if I try to pull other people out, I may become disappeared. And like during Lampinelli dem shows, people will be like, "Where's Matt Lewis?" And that kind of thing. Yeah, no. It was okay. So
please tell us what.
The reason I got pulled back in.
Right.
I was told that the project, the podcast I was working on with them, was going to be picked up by another podcast network.
Okay.
And they were starting a podcast network, and it had a good name to it. And I'm not going to say the name because I don't like fucking up other people's stuff. But it was like, it was something I was just like, oh, that's something I want to be associated with.
Okay.
And my goal was, you know, hey, we had our weird kind of situation. Oh, here's what got me on the outs of the cult.
Okay. That's what I was waiting for.
Yeah. 7 months ago, this time. I've also been on the outs of the Colts three times, and then I just and the, but the most recent one, whenever we've been working together, was it wasn't. I thought it was because I started doing a podcast. It wasn't that.
That's what we thought.
Yeah. Well, also there was no communication.
Right.
So it was just
it's like, all assumptions.
Well, it was because I had made a crack about tap dancing.
And, is Lisa an avid tap dancer?
Family members were tap dancers and that kind of thing. And other cult members are also part of the tap dancing squad. And I offended and I was rude and blah, blah, blah. Look, bro.
Yeah. You can't talk about LGBT.
Yeah.
You can't talk about Taylor Swift.
Yes.
You can't talk about tap dances.
Yeah, naturally. Yeah,
you should know this.
I didn't get that email. I missed the third. Oh, I missed the third email.
You got to read all the way down to the bottom.
Absolutely.
Son.
I have very bad reading comprehension problems. And it was abrupt. And it was just like boom, social media gone. Texts aren't answered. Blah blah blah. And I'm like,
you were excommunicated.
I was excommunicated from
just
the cult.
Like Scientology.
I was off in the wilderness. I wasn't disappeared, but I was disappeared from the cult. I was shunned.
Yes.
I didn't read all the bylaws.
There you go. That's
and
the problem.
When they found whatever the cult leader found out, they couldn't replace me as easy as they could, as they thought. They tried with multiple people. I'm aware now. I found out about that. Other podcast co-hosts, and it finally goes, we're gonna let him back in the cult.
Okay.
And the dangled the carrot of working under that that podcast network, and I was just like, okay, I'll do that, but I also want to bring me and you in under them. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
And have a bigger microphone, basically.
Exactly.
A bigger reach.
Right.
There was no other podcast network.
What?
There was no other pod. They had a studio. They weren't doing anything. I was being misled by a cult leader. Cult leader misled me.
So there was no other podcast being recorded. There was no
correct
plan to
correct
send out. So yeah. So were you recording for fun? Like
I guess I was, but it wasn't fun. I mean, it was. I was just like, I would like, all right, hey, it's around the corner from my house. You know, it wasn't like she was, you know, asking me to drive to like Burbank or something like that.
So what happened to the tapes?
They've been put out under her label.
Okay.
But it was like two podcasts in I guess like what. Four, 3 or 4 months.
So you came to go under this label.
Yeah.
But that label never
agreed. That label didn't exist.
To put
the label did not exist. That
it's not
podcast
even a thing.
It was an imaginary podcast. It was an imaginary podcast label. It was just off into the ether. And I'm sure there are and I've looked and there's been a few people that listened, but I was just like, "Hey, why don't I'll go on it. I like what we do." It's a little punk rock. It's a little fun.
Yeah.
But I would like to reach a bigger audience.
Of course.
And I would like to get better stage time than I'm getting.
Uh-huh.
You know? And that was the goal of what it was. But it was a figment of her imagination. It was. And my dumb ass was just like, oh, okay, well, we'll just do it. Then it'll happen. And it was only two. It was like two podcasts in like 3 months. And I was just like, how are people going to listen? How are people going to get there's things I don't know. I understand. And I was just, and there was traveling and I understand that. And I was just, and then when I start putting one and two and one, it was just like, hey, we're just going to, let's just record an independent one. I go, no, I don't want to record an independent one because I don't like you. I like Marcus. I don't like cult leaders. I don't like people that drive wedges in between people. I don't like people that lie. I don't like people that are megalomaniacs. And I understand narcissism because I perform and I had family members that are out there and wackadoo and stuff like that. And like I like it when people own their narcissism and go, hey, I was acting a little out of pocket.
We got a little bit. We performers.
I mean, we're all hammy a little bit. I get it. You know, and you take like, I take like, if I took like a story that you and I had, then I made it, but I, like, as long as I wasn't like naming you and I was like, this guy did some, I made it, I made you look like it. As long as I didn't say it was this guy.
Right.
You know, you can understand, you know, and you could probably talk about that's me what, and, as long as you're like, it was Matt, you know.
That's
was,
what we do.
Yeah. I get it. I get it. We're showing it. Here's the thing. You gotta have some meat on that sandwich. You know, you gotta provide some protein. You know what I mean?
I thought you was gonna say Lisa be dropping names in her story.
She doesn't do that. Only because she tries to pretend like she doesn't know anybody's name. She's probably telling stories about me right now. And she is. That was the other thing. I talked to a cult member who I had brought in, and then I brought somebody into the cult to help the cult leader.
Would she be calling you
to do her editing work?
She be changing your name to Pat Jewish.
Pat Jewish. Yeah, she doesn't want to get banned from that. You know, this is a very sensitive time for those names. Anyway, I brought in a younger comic to work with her. And it was also like, I thought they'd kind of pair together well because she needed like a woman to kind of tell her some things, you know.
So you sent in a spy?
Yeah, no, I didn't. No, I did not send in a spy. Not at all. I came from a legitimate thing, because
just trying to help out the youngster.
I was trying to help
at the same time help out the leader.
I was legitimately
you thought they work well together,
and it helped the youngster, got her some stage time, got her some club time.
Okay,
and
cool, yeah. cool.
And then I find out the young girl was stealing my jokes, and I go, most of the cult leader's jokes are about her ethnicity. And I go, and this is a white girl. And I go,
Lisa Lampanelli is white.
Well, for the sake of this, you know, whatever. Anyway, I was just like, I don't think Blondie was doing the ethnic jokes, you know. And it was just, and it was, she goes, it was this one specific joke, it was about being a woman. And I go, oh, wow, that's kind of wild. And then she told me the story. It was just like, yeah, we were doing a gig out of town, and the club owner said, hey, I think she's doing your jokes. And I go, huh, that's wild that the club owner paid that much attention, because most of them are making sure the drink orders are coming in and making sure nobody's getting too rowdy and the tickets are being sold. I've never seen a club owner sit there and dissect an opener's act. And I go, that's odd. That's really odd.
My club owner experience was at the J Spot. The club owner was just hitting on women the whole time.
Yeah. It was a lady that owned the club. It was
She must be hitting on men then.
Or women, you know. Hey. And she goes, oh, that's just like your other joke. And it was brought to her attention.
So then she started paying attention and was like, she's stealing my jokes.
Also, I forgot about this. It reminded me, it jogged my memory. It was like 2 years ago, she said the exact same story that a comedian, a lady comedian, was doing that same joke at a club in Long Beach. And it was the girl I know is a girl I started with, and like had a show on TV for a hot minute, you know. And the club owner and the club manager in Long Beach said, you know, whatever her name, I'm not gonna say her name, is stealing your joke, Lisa, and you should confront her. She
sound like women be stealing jokes all the time.
First of all, I don't know any. I know the comedy club manager. I was like, it was both times. It was a woman told her another woman was stealing her jokes. The same joke. The same way, she didn't hear it, but it was told to her, so she has to pursue on this. That way she doesn't feel like she's insane or she doesn't look insane. But to me, who just got out of the cult.
You think she's making all this up in her head, son?
She is out of her fucking mind. She is gone. She is bananas. She is bonkers. And it was like all these little clues together. And I felt like every morning I would wake up like, well, what was that movie? Memento. And I would see like, and I'm like, I feel like I needed to tattoo things onto myself to remember what was going on. Like, I'm Guy Pearce. And I finally put it all together. She is out of her fucking mind. And she also thinks that I'm spying on her.
Are you?
No. No. Out of sight, out of mind. If you text me, I'll read it. If you send me a message, I'll pay attention.
So what you're telling me is you haven't made a fake Instagram profile so you can follow her.
No.
That's what you're telling me.
No.
You know, no fake Twitter, no fake Threads, no fake Facebook, nothing?
I have four Instagram accounts. I have my personal one.
Uh-huh.
I have the one for Obnoxious Valid Points.
Uh-huh.
I have the one for my Oklahoma State alumni group.
Okay.
And then I made one that I'd never used. It was called That 80s Account. I was using it to push stuff out whenever to send to, what's it called, to send to get shares, basically.
Okay.
And no. Yeah. Okay. Don't care anymore. Don't okay. care.
All right.
Don't care anymore. When something gets pointed out to me. Also, it's like I it's healthy. I feel so much better. Oh, so I'm in such a better mood.
This is all in her head.
She was saying, like, I was trying. Lisa Lampanelli made a movie about a comedic legend about her own mental breakdown. Oh. And they had an interview with a comedic legend, and it was the last interview.
Oh.
And apparently, it was not. It didn't paint him in a. He had mental problems at the end of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the people in the video get that. Anyway, yeah.
You gotta be on the Patreon.
Gotta be on the Patreon. Anyway, and so I didn't. I what was my point? I wasn't she had people like henchmen like spying on her and breaking into her apartment and trying to steal her video and steal her hack into her Wi-Fi network to stop the video from coming out and disparage her and these kind of things like she's gonna stop a nuclear bomb kind of thing, you know, like the.
So what you're saying is you don't believe any of this ever happened.
I don't believe any this of happened, this.
This whole story was prior to you joining the cult, right?
Yeah, a very prior to me. Yes, yes. Yeah, that's been in the last. That's been in the last 10 years. Yeah, yeah.
So you saying she a Nelly song?
She's a what?
Nelly song.
Nelly song. What's that?
It's all in my head. I think about it over and over again.
That's the only thing in her fucking head. Anyway, oh my god. But it was just like. Oh. And I had a talk with Blondie this week, and I was and she was just like, oh yeah, you know, she thinks you're trying to steal her movie that she made.
You're trying to steal the movie now?
Yes, I'm trying to steal her movie.
The 15-year-old movie?
Yes.
Then she never did anything with. You trying to steal it?
Yeah.
That was your whole point of joining back in.
Yes.
To do the podcast because you were trying to get close enough to steal the movie. You son of a bitch.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
That's the only reason you
that
did.
She begged me to. That she asked me to come back after.
Slick son of a bitch.
This is the wildest, and also a good performer. That's the fucked up thing. It's not a bad performer. I won't lie. I can watch on stage and go, good set. You know, real life, horrible performer. Insane, out of her fucking mind. And for so long, I was just like, oh yeah, well she's been on TV. It'll work
out. That's some diabolical shit. You joining a podcast so you can steal her old ass movie that never came out.
Yeah. Well, it actually did.
Oh, it did come out?
Yeah.
So how you gonna steal it if it's already out?
It was a different version. God.
Tim McGraw? It's all in my head. I think about it over and over again.
It's just like, that was when I didn't want to record last week because I was still decompressing from that whole thing.
This shit crazy.
Yeah, because it's not healthy. And oh, it's not like, and it's like, and everybody I know around her is like a trauma victim, you know, where it's just like, it's like once we see each other, we're like, you want to talk about Lisa, you know? And then once we get past that, we kind of process our stuff together, and then we're like, oh, okay, so hey, how about that restaurant over there? Blah blah blah. Then we have like normal conversations, like normal people, and it's just like it's like Trapper Keeper from that South Park episode. He just sucks everything in and pulls the life out of it. And like Trapper Keeper must keep going on and on and on. And it's just like this big energy suck void. And I seriously wish nothing but the best for her. I don't mean that in a catty way. It's like I want her to go to therapy. I want her to figure out that the whole world isn't against her, because that's kind of a narcissistic move. But fucking just work. Just do your shit.
Maybe if y'all stop trying to steal from her all the time, she can move.
Yeah, because we're the whole city is trying to steal from her.
That's the problem.
Yeah, everybody in LA is trying to steal from her. Everybody in New York is wonderful people.
Everybody that gets close to her tries to steal from her. How about y'all stop trying to steal from her?
Or here's the other thing. Make new shit. Huh? Make new shit. Keep writing new shit. Start writing new shit, and you won't mind because things are. I think you like. Hey, you can't. You know what I mean. You just.
I mean, you're right. Chris Rock stole my joke, and yeah. I just stopped doing it.
What? But yeah, but from the same place where you wrote from that, you write another joke.
Yeah.
You write another bit. You write another premise.
I just stopped doing that joke, and then I wrote some new stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. But Chris Rock is a thief. Did you take it as like you're like. Oh, hey, I must have wrote something good if Chris Rock's going to perform it.
At the time, I took it as this piece of shit motherfucker stole my joke.
Okay.
And then I was like, you know what? Chris Rock, a piece of shit. He stole my joke.
Uh-huh.
And then after a while, I still feel like this motherfucker stole my joke and I'm mad at him.
But did you feel good about it? Did you feel good?
No, he stole my joke.
No. Did you feel good that you wrote something worth stealing by Chris Rock? And also, I don't think he stole it. I think you guys had a parallel thought.
It's too close.
I think you had a parallel thought.
It's too close. No one else has had that thought.
I think I had a similar thought, but I didn't write it as well as you did.
Into the stabbings?
Yes.
Nobody else has done it.
Yeah. I never did it as a bit, but that was a thought I had, but I couldn't. Okay, just can I paraphrase it?
Yeah.
You had a bit about like how there's no there's always mass shootings, but there's no mass stabbings.
No, it was the ridiculousness of a mass stabbing.
Yeah, the absurdity.
Like how stupid is it that people line up to get stabbed?
Yeah, they don't run after the first one. You know, one person could get stabbed, and they'd be like, "Oh my God, you stabbed Dave! What am I gonna do?" And they just stand there.
Yes, and the fact that there's a mass stabbing is insane.
Yeah. I didn't go that far with it, but it was just like, how come there's never a mass stabbing? So but you had a good act out with it. It was really funny. It's a strong bit.
And Chris Rock stole it.
Chris Rock did it. I don't say Chris Rock did a bit that was.
Are you trying to say I'm Lisa Lepinelli over here, son? Are you trying to say I'm Tim McGraw and his son?
No, I'm saying look at it like this. Look at it like, hey, my mind works the same way that somebody that who is an experienced professional goes, oh, that's a good bit.
That's cool. Yeah.
It's patting yourself on the shoulder.
Problem is, he made $20 million off of it.
I don't think he made $20 million. I made zero. Bit. Yeah. But also, it's just like, oh, that should be like. That should make you feel more confident about your writing. Yeah. I mean,
I hear what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's
all I care about is the money part.
I understand money. The money, money matters. Money matters.
And if I see Chris Rock on the street,
yeah, you can't,
I'm gonna scream Will Smith.
Also, you're kind of tall too. Anyway,
I'm like Will Smith behind you,
West Philadelphia. Anyway, shit out of his ass. Like you can't go to Starbucks and you know pay for a coffee with good feelings.
Is that right?
You know, I understand it.
I'm scared the shit out of.
But you know, in the development stage of stuff, you write a lot of good stuff, and that should make you feel good about the stuff that you do write.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, Lisa Lepinelli, she's been out here for a while, bro.
She's been out everywhere for a while.
She passed that. She knows she got shit because she get on shit. So,
but she also does the same shit.
She ain't gonna be flattered that somebody else using her shit.
But they weren't.
Huh?
But the thing is,
you saying she Tim McGraw and Ellie in it.
But the thing was, Blondie.
I gotta hear this woman's joke that been stolen more than once.
It's on her Instagram actually. Blondie recorded her whole set, and she goes, I did jokes about LGBT and trans issues. I watched the whole thing. I was just like, there was nothing I did, you know? And, she goes, cause she had recorded her own set. Mm-hmm. And she goes, I was just like, holy crap. Cause she came up with the same backstory. And I was just like, oh my God, she's out of her fucking mind. It's just like,
Nelly in it.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of rappers, I went to Hollywood Walk of Fame. You see who got the star on? Did I invite you to that? I
don't know.
No. Dr. Dre.
Oh, Dre got a star?
Yeah, Dre got a star. Dude, the lineup was insane. The lineup of the people giving this speech was Eminem, Snoop, and Jimmy Iovine, Death Row founder, Interscope label.
Oh, okay.
And it was just like, I
Suge wasn't there?
Huh? Suge?
Yeah, they didn't.
I think he's in jail. Is he still in jail? Yeah,
he is still.
They like zoom him in.
He got a jail podcast, so I figured he'd be able to.
He does?
Yeah.
He got a podcast from jail?
Yes, he does a podcast from prison.
Was he in jail for like the one where he like tried to run over the people?
I don't even remember.
Because he had probation from other shit.
Yeah, I don't even remember.
I thought he like tried to run over somebody in a parking lot.
He did a lot of shit. Yeah. So yeah, but he has a podcast. Okay, so I figured maybe he'd be able to call in like he does with his podcast.
No, they did not. They did not wire in Suge Knight. Also, Tupac wasn't there either. Anyway,
well, Tupac's still on vacation.
Yeah, well, I mean allegedly. And that was I was kind of pissed because I missed Eminem's speech.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Took a friend of mine who was running late.
See, that's what happens, man. Stop being late for shit, bro.
He made me late.
Yeah,
because I could have just walked down there.
Exactly. Late was he?
I think it was weird because it was a rap thing and it started on time.
Well, it's a Hollywood star.
Yeah,
it's not a rap thing. It's a Hollywood.
But it was also
thing.
The George Clinton one didn't start on time.
It didn't.
No. Fuck no.
Oh, that's funny.
No, yeah.
How late was the friend?
35, 45 minutes.
That's the problem, yeah, man. If you 15 minutes late, okay.
Like me today.
Okay, you got caught in traffic.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're going to be 30 minutes late,
yeah,
you need...
With no text?
You got to give me a heads up.
Yeah.
If you call or you text or something, and you're going to be 30 minutes late...
Yeah, because that's
That's another thing. But if you more than 30 minutes late, you need to just not come, son.
Or say, hey... I messed up.
Or call me as soon as you know, so we can make arrangements. Don't think I'm just going to sit here and wait for your ass.
Sit here and twiddle your thumbs.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Are you crazy? Yeah. You better call me and be like, look, I'm going to be 45. Okay, well, I'm going to go down there, and you can just meet me down there.
That's what I should have done.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what he should have done.
Yeah. Well, I was trying to be nice. I was trying to be nice and like...
He should have called you.
That's the thing. Yeah, I know. He said, God, I know you don't talk to people.
You know I don't talk to people.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
They always want something.
What?
They always want shit.
Like companionship or friendship.
That's the guys that they come at you first, but then as soon as you friends, all of a sudden they need help moving for a pizza.
You've really been traumatized with
the
movie.
Hey, man, help me move my house. I'll give you a pizza party at the end.
Yeah. Pizza party. Like, we're going to go to Chuck E. Cheese. Yeah. We're going to go in the ball pit.
Yeah, man. Yeah. 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 I told you, dude, in New York, the freaking dude asked me to help him carry his luggage up the steps.
Oh, the Indian guy?
Yeah. As soon as he see me. Yeah. Hey, how many people he passed?
Yeah.
How many people he passed?
Because it was New York City. Was
exactly.
It like, yeah.
He was on the subway.
Yeah.
How many people did he pass? How many people were going up those same steps and he didn't ask none of them? Yeah. Then he saw me and was like, hey, this guy can carry my bags.
Hey, black fella.
Fuck that dude, man.
Hey, like, here's okay, what about this? What do you say? Hey, can you watch my bags while I lug the other one?
Okay.
Out? Yeah, that would be fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you seem like a decent guy or whatever. You know?
I'll watch your bags while I stand right here.
Yeah. But I could see asking somebody, like if you're at a Starbucks and you got your laptop, you don't want to take it with you to go to the bathroom or something like that. I'll do that. I'll do that. Yeah. Especially if it's somebody I've been sitting there with for a minute, you know, I'll be like.
If it ain't taking me out of what I'm doing.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah. Not imposing on you.
Exactly.
Yeah. You're like, hey, man.
I'm just sitting here anyway. Your laptop's right there. I can see it and I continue to sit here.
You know what you should have done? You know what you should have done? You said, hey, I can't carry those bags up there for you. Stunt double. Stunt double. Carry this Indian man's bags up. Stunt double.
I ain't even let him do that. This dude crazy. Anyway.
Who should watch for you instead? Photo double. Photo double.
Yes, the stand-in.
Stand-in.
Make him come watch.
Stand here and watch.
Watch them bags while I go about my day.
I'm going to go up and get another slice of cheese pizza.
Goddamn right. 99 cents.
Shit. I saw the funniest thing. Jimmy Iovine was, we were out where people were, the VIP, some VIPs were walking out, and it's funny because like you see the level of like you see like real celebrities, like 50 Cent was there, Snoop was there, Eminem and Dre, and they were like there and left. Yeah, Jimmy Iovine, he's like retired now. He's like 70 something. He walks out the side and he's with his little group of people, and they were like, there was this one rapper who was just like, he was just like trying to get a CD to him. I think it was probably like one of those guys who's on Hollywood Boulevard.
Really?
I think it was. I'm not sure, but I don't want to say absolutely, but I think it was. And the guy was like, Jimmy Iovine's like, I'm 73. I'm retired. What can I do for you? No. And it was just, no one wants to listen to a 73-year-old's advice on what a good rap album is. The guy's like, come on, man, come on. It was like, he's going to charge Jimmy Iovine $5 for his CD.
He was.
It was like, and I don't, he's like, the other thing was, he's like, I'm an old man and I don't listen to CDs.
Yeah, like, what are you going to do with that, son?
I get it, you know, it's like a Somali food drop and everybody wants it, you know. But like, there was like a couple of rappers, like I said, even like 50 Cent was gone immediately. There were some that were like hanging in the VIP, like trying to get their picture taken. And I was just like, oh, there, I can see the smell. I can see the desperation. They were just like,
they publicist told them to do it, man.
I get it, but and then take the pictures while they're there and then move the fuck on. When everybody else had already left and they're just kind of like, they're just kind of like peacock, like posing, and it was like they're like, no one's gonna take a picture of you. They'll take a picture of you standing next to Snoop. They'll take a picture of you standing next to Dre.
Man, people okay. got different levels yeah. of what they find, you know, as a successful outing. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I know cats who, you know, do a background extra work on a TV show and then post on their Facebook like, hey, I'm on set again with some heavyweights.
Yeah. So that, like, is one thing I'm so...
Hey, like, catch me on this week's episode of CSI.
That is so cringy.
It's like, did y'all see me on CSI? That's me in the background putting up the ladder. So it's like... It's like different levels to this shit, man. People find different levels of what was a successful outing, man. Yeah. So maybe they just thought, you know, getting those pictures... over like, there was a successful day for them. So
one man's ceiling is another man's floor.
Exactly. Yeah. It is what it is, man.
I ain't
gonna never catch me acting like even when I first came out here, I wasn't like that. Like,
yeah, you knew better.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Like, hey, that's not the goal.
Yeah, not at all.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think I've ever posted pictures. That's one thing I'm really proud of. I've never posted
pictures. Never, bro.
I'll take a picture. If it's cool with the people, if it's like a cool set or something. Yeah. Like when I was at that prison, I was like, oh, this is kind of cool, you know.
Yeah.
But I've never like, hey, look, like.
I take pictures of myself sometimes, yeah. But even like the pictures with the stars of the show, I ain't never like took a picture with them and been like, oh, can I get a picture with you, Queen Latifah? And I'm like, no, I'm not doing that because.
You want to try to act like you've been there before.
Yeah.
And you're going to be there again.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And one day, you're going to take a picture with me.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
I mean,
but that's just me. Like we just said, you know, one man's floor, another man's ceiling. People got different ideas of what was a successful outing. So
in your scene on Equalizer, who was in that?
Lisa. Lisa is one of the main characters. Uh-huh. It's like three main characters in their little group, and it's Queen Latifah, yeah. Lisa, and then
Adam Goldberg. All right, like I would say, like, hey, yeah, take a picture with the person that was in your scene. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like, and that would be not a stretch.
Okay.
Would you feel?
No, I mean, if that's what you do, but it's just not what I do.
It was like, hey, can we take a picture? And she, it was like, oh, we were in a scene together. Yeah, cool. Whatever.
Yeah, she did it. That was, yeah, for
if,
sure.
If you would have ran up on Queen Latifah and you hadn't been in the scene with her. And so,
I walked past while she was practicing another scene. Yeah. Like, technically, I'm in the scene with her, but she's like spying on me. So I don't see her. And she's like far away. Okay. Right. So we have no real interaction between each other.
I mean.
So, but I was, I was, we were there at the same time. We were on set
together. If the energy felt right, you could do that.
I heard she's extremely nice from what everybody says. Like, even my manager, he got like a, like trying to put a production together with her.
Yeah.
And he talk about how nice she is. So,
I mean, there's always nice, but there's business too. But no, but yeah, I could see like if you were in a scene with somebody, but it was just like, if I was, hey man. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with asking to take a picture with somebody.
There's different levels, man. Like I done seen cats be like, man, I'm blessed to be on set again today, and they being a background worker, one of
like 84 construction workers in a scene.
Is what? It's not me, but you know.
Okay.
If that's what they want
to
do.
I had somebody reach out this week. I'll show it to you. Saw me in a background thing that I didn't even know that I'd forgotten I'd done. That was in the last season of Curb. And someone goes, hey, were you on the last scene? Were you in the support group? On I was just like, oh yeah, I was. And
cause you were in a support group
on the one with Richard Lewis
with her with old girl who was. And the dude asked for a favor to read the script. You was in that?
Yeah, I was in that.
I ain't see you back there.
But then again,
I'm not looking at the background.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you're just like moving on. I forgot. Like it was one part where everybody clapped. And then I had dropped a Kleenex. Not meaning to.
Yeah, you did. You did the shit on purpose.
I didn't.
I'm gonna make the best out of this background chance I got, baby.
No, I believe in trying to make it like legitimately. I'm not trying to like.
You're not one of those.
No, God.
Remember the Jim Carrey sketch on In Living Color.
They'd be doing
a newscast and he'll walk by and see they doing a newscast, start doing all that shit in the background. You don't be doing that.
No, hell no, dude. You do anything like that, you'd be canned.
I think what's her name did a sketch about that too, man. Who was it? Key and Peele.
Yeah,
they were doing Walking Dead.
Okay,
and one of the zombies kept doing too much in the background.
The dead.
Yeah, one of the zombies kept doing too much zombieing. Yeah, and it's like, dude, chill the fuck out.
Hey, stay with the scene. You're background, not ground. I'll put that on the other thing. I think.
Let me get out of here.
We gotta get out of here. Thursday. Thursday, it'll be too late. I'll put it on the other one. I'll release the other one first. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Subscribe, like, share. Check out the Patreon. You can find Marcus Stewart on the Black Business Podcast. You can also follow him on Instagram at Marcus Stewart TV.
Yes, and find the fun Matt Lewis across all platforms. And please, if you have any more dating questions for Matt Lewis, email us at obnoxiousvalidpoints@gmail.com.
And if you have workout questions, fitness, Tampa Bay Buccaneers trivia questions for Marcus Stewart, obnoxiousvalidpoints.
Yes.
@gmail.com.
Send the email for them questions.
Yes. Keep us loaded. Make the show. Help us help you.
I'm gonna think of a name for your advice segment.
Yeah.
I'm gonna come with a catchy name.
Bad advice. Here we go. Guys, thanks for listening. Talk to you soon.